DJW Mobile.
DJW KO4HKX.
How are you doing this fine almost evening?
Great. I've had a good day. How about yourself?
Started at 6 o'clock and it's been one thing after another all day long. I kind of like them like that.
It gets you through the day, and when things go as planned and go good, it sure makes it help. Makes it better.
Good day. It was a productive day. It was a memorable day. Oh, you gotta love it. 2023 is starting out 10 times better than 2022.
This day is KB2HXS.
You had a good day? Was it a productive day? Was it memorable?
Yes, to both. I had, well, lack of a better term, my antenna is on the tower now.
Just a VHF or a UHF?
It is the dual-band VHF-UHF vertical. It's on my top of my tower. And I can hear you almost full-scale on the input. I can even hear Patrick on the input.
You hear me? I'm just right out the road from you.
Well, you just told me.
Sounds like it's hearing good. Sounds like it's talking good, too.
Yeah, I got my power way down. I got it down around 10 watts on the radio. I want to do a test one day and just want to turn the power down as far as I can get it to see where I start getting noise into the repeater, and then kind of leave it wherever. But right now I'm only putting out about, I think, 10 to 15 watts. Is the base of the antenna is at the 50-foot mark, but to look at my property goes around the back of the house and it goes down about 20 feet. Or not really 20 feet, but maybe 15 foot from the front of the house down around the back. So it is definitely above the road level and above the level of the people across the street. Not by much, but that's kind of like the southwest side. I still can't hear Gary, KI4DOS, direct, but I'm breaking his squelch now.
Yeah, I live in an RF hole on one side. The side facing the Caesar's Head repeater is the only side that I have that's open. All the other sides are tied off, but we do what we can with what we got, right?
Patrick?
I was going to say exactly. I'm doing the best I can with what I got to work with.
The only area I'm really getting blocked, I guess, would be about the southwest direction, because that's where the property that's across the street, because I'm on a circle. So the middle property is a little higher than me. Not much, just up a little bit. And the house and everything there, plus I think Paris Mountain is kind of that way also. So I'm getting some blockage to the southwest. But everything else, I mean, heck, northeast, west, or northeast, let's see. Yeah, west, north, all the way around. The rest of the three sides, I'm pretty good.
Where all the repeaters are, they're all on top of mountains. And they're to the northeast, northwest.
Power down. I don't need to push all that kind of power. Patrick, over you.
Now here, I'm getting ready to come off of 290 on the 25, and I'm not hearing any noise at all from you.
Well, I'm going through the repeater, so I'm not direct. I don't know, do you have a reverse button on your radio? Can you hear me on the input, or you don't have that capability right while you're driving? Peter, Patrick?
Nope, I was just pushing buttons to bring that menu up. I do have that option.
All right, well, when you get a second, just, if you can hear me, I mean, I can hear you on the input. You're popping my input a little bit, kind of breaking the squelch. And I know where you're at, so you're on 290 to turn on 25 there in Travelers.
Breaking the squelch, but that's about it right now. DJW, you heading over to the meeting?
Going down Whitehampton, and I flipped it over to reverse, and thankfully I don't have tones on, the output tone of the repeater on, so I heard you. But it's just barely above the noise floor, but I heard you on Whitehampton, and I am going up and downhill, so pick a fence.
What meeting is tonight? I thought the radio meeting was next weekend.
Next Monday, and the Blue Ridge meeting is this Monday, tonight.
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, I plan on going to the Vera one. Oh, Vera. Good Lord. The Greer.
To the in-person, but I'm going to try to log into the Zoom meeting on my way home.
I was trying to find the reverse button. The sun was directly in my eyes, so I kind of lost it. I was going to see if I could talk to you on reverse and see if you could hear me, Dave.
Okay. That sounds good. We'll have to give that a try. Well, we can switch over to the Simplex channel if you like. I hear you.
Okay. I'm back on the right side now. So that was quick and easy. So, right, because you could hear a different tone not going through the repeater.
Is this tone, doesn't, oh, shoot, I can't talk today. This repeater doesn't use a tone, right?
No, it's got an output tone, though, so you can filter out things that aren't coming from the repeater. If you turn the input tone in on your receiver, you'll get the output tone from the repeater, and if anybody else keys up on 6-1's output, you won't hear it. Like when you drive by noisy PLCs, it'll tune them out. Unless somebody has a squelch loop, then it won't.
I did not know this repeater did that, because I know when I go down on Wade Hampton, I get down by the fish camp down there, man, there's some noise heading towards the lineman. Man, there's some noise coming off that tower. It kills me.
It's there for, but it's got a bad side to it, too. If you try to listen to somebody on reverse and they're not transmitting the tone, it won't break. You won't be able to hear them. So it's got plus side. You can do reverse real quick like I just did and see if it works. You know, it takes you half a second. But the downside is you're without it, you drive by a PLC, it's noisy. You hear the noisy PLC. 6-1, half a dozen of the other.
I hear more than less, so I have to just leave the tone off.
Hey.
Repeater. No tones. I said that's why you want to use it on the output, but it's not required on the input. Man, that sun is a killer going west at this time of the day. That's a big old sun over there, too, right on the horizon.
Driving it.
I saw that earlier today, so luckily now I'm heading northbound, so it's not affecting me.
My first one.
I'm going to cut you loose here. I got to go back and go help the missus with something, and I'll be back later. I'll catch you all later. KB2HXS. Patrick, over to you. Have a good night, guys.
Good to talk to you. KO4HK. Over to you, Dave.
Glad you had a good day. It was a memorable day. And Patrick, you're going to make it home in time for the meeting? I'm trying to get there early to get set up.
It's at 7, right?
Affirmative. I'm supposed to be there by 6:30, so I got plenty of sit-up time.
I'll make it home by 7, so I'll log in on my phone on the Zoom and listen to it as I'm driving home.
You can do that. Steve does that to our meetings. We have Zoom meetings every now and then. He does that when he's on the road doing his WORK thing while he's retired.
For somebody who's retired, he does a lot of that.
We go flying today, and I was in the air when he got there, and my wings looked like wings of a bird flapping in the air because the wind was so choppy. So got the one flight in and then came home. Didn't get to do much flying, but that's okay. That gave me plenty of time to work on other stuff.
It was a beautiful day for it other than the wind. I don't know how warm it did get, but I know it got into the 70s over where I was at.
That new car wash over there by the AutoZone on White Hampton, you know, across from the Winn-Dixie warehouse or from the Publix. Oh, that's a fancy super-duper car wash, isn't it?
If it's the one I'm thinking it is, yes.
You can see it from a half a mile away.
It's a bright car wash.
That one that they rebuilt or they overhauled in Greer. And every time I pull up there, somebody comes running out there to help me. with my card asking me if I want to sign up for, you know, for, you know, free car washes after the first one for the month for that car. I have to tell them no, I don't go that often.
Thinks they have a car wash club where you can wash your car as many times as you want to a month, as long as you pay the monthly fee.
That's the way that one is, and I would be paying more for less if I did that, because I don't go more than once a month, so I would be paying for those months that I would normally not have gone.
Open up a truck wash somewhere up around Greer and or Brea over on Lighthorse, somewhere in that area, because the closest one's Duncan, and it's an hour for me to get down there to it from my route, and it's just a nightmare.
Keep a big truck like that clean. You got to use a wand and stand out. They don't have any place you can drive through, do they?
There's two of them over there in Duncan, the Blue Beacon, and then there's somebody doing an independent thing. But you pull in a building, and then a bunch of guys run around with these wands and brushes, and they go to town on it.
But it's probably worth it. It's nice to have a nice clean vehicle, huh?
Hey, Dad, last time I was in there, which is just a few months ago, this truck here is $60 to wash it and get it all cleaned up. So if I could find somewhere close to do that, I would do that every week. That way I don't have to mess with it.
Well, considering, you know, I've got to have a bunch of on-hands people running around it, getting it done, because that's no little task. If they're going to do it in a reasonable amount of time, they need a reasonable amount of people. So that's not too bad, really, all things considered.
Clean the building to wash this truck, it might take them 10, 15 minutes at the most. So, and you figure they're making more on the tractor and trailer, so I would figure they're making at least double that. You done four of those an hour, I mean, you're making pretty good money.
Hands you got in the pot. Right? If you got four hands in the pot, yeah. If you got eight hands in the pot, maybe not so much.
Four out on the in the wash bay, and then you got one supervisor to make sure they've done the job correctly, and you got one cashier, and that's usually it.
I'm over here at this really in the thick of the shadow of Ferris Mountain. I'm about to come up on Bob Jones, so if I get really scratchy, let me know, and I'll quit tugging on your ear until I get through it.
Stay around too much longer, because I'm making the climb up the mountain now, but I'll hang in there as long as I can with you.
To the top of the mountain before you hit the black hole?
I can make it across the state line to exit one, and then after that, I could hear what's going on, and guys can hear me. Obviously, I can make it back to the repeater better than I can hear it, but after that, you're pretty much done.
Climb right there, that exit one, right? I mean, it's almost flat, but it's going uphill a little bit, right?
From the state line to exit one is pretty much flat. All the way to exit three is pretty much flat, and then you got the gentle climb.
That's that area right where the speed limit switches up to 70, right?
That's where I start losing a repeater, yes.
And that's a nice stretch of road right there. That's a bad place to lose the repeater in such a...
Because it's behind the mountain, we're losing it. But it would be nice to be able to talk. And then what's bad is I go out and make the loop around that mountain to get back before I can hear it.
Who owns White Oak?
That does. You could ask him next time you talk to him.
Sometime when we get the prototype repeater up there, it'll be able to link to different, you know, it'll be able to switch frequencies and link to like 6.1 or to another repeater if we decide to do that. I just didn't know who owns that. You got to, you know, talk to them, get permission, and they got to know all that stuff about it. But you don't have to have any extra hardware with the prototype repeater to link to another repeater.
How's that coming?
There's nothing holding it up except for... Got to get that feed line up, and got to get another antenna underneath of it, the backup antenna. And there's a couple more little things like that before we can put that one. Oh, yeah, some Yagis, a pair of Yagis, so that we can get on the cellular network. so we can do any tweaking to it that we want to anytime we want to. But a few little things like that, it's not far away from going back up there. In fact, I was asked if we could go ahead and put it up there. But it's just, it's a lot of hassle when somebody has to run up there to change an integer from the number 4 to the number 6. All right, that's just too much traveling for something so minor.
I'm right at exit 1 right now. So if you can still hear me, I'm going to say 73. I may jump over on Echo Link so I can talk to you in a few more minutes. KO4HKX, I'm clear for now.
Again, before the meeting, I'll see you in the meeting. KO4HKX, W4DJW Mobile.
WKJ4UHX.
How are you? You sound clear as a bell on the repeater.
Well, thank you, Dave. That's the question I wanted answered. I just put the tower back up earlier today, and antenna's up about 25, maybe 28 foot.
Well, that explains why you sound just like you're sitting in the seat next to me. That explains it.
Well, I do appreciate you letting me know that, Dave. Hope you and Amy are doing well.
Eyes with you and Sabrina, you doing okay?
Yeah, I can't complain. She's still putting up with me after all these years, so that's a good thing.
Well, we can't ask for a whole lot more than that, can we? We're both in the same bucket there.
Yeah. All right, I do appreciate it, sir. And I'm just going to cut it short. I'm honestly thinking about going over to HF and play around a little while and see where I can get my next contact from. Just got back started in making contacts at the beginning of this year. I had to take all my stuff down because I moved once or twice, but still got the same address on the FCC because technically that's still the home place. So, well, I appreciate it, Dave. I'm going to get back out of the way. Thanks again. W4DJW, KJ4UHX.
From you, and you take care. Have a good rest of the day. I'm in Greenville now, and the repeater itself is starting to get fuzzy because I'm going around buildings and stuff like that. But anyway, your installation of your tower, everything worked good. Good job. W4DJW, Mobile, downtown Greenville.
KJ4UHX, clear.
4DJW, K4CH West.
You coming to the meeting?
I thought about it, but my wife's due home any minute, and I was going to give y'all, well, probably y'all's wives a tip on putting up with you. Mine's getting back today after being gone for about a month, so, you know, she gets fed up and goes away for a while. When she comes back, she's happy to see me, okay?
Long time. Yeah, I guess so. Mine goes up to Boise every now and then. Longest is about a week and a half or 2 weeks, I think. The rest of the time, it's a day trips. But a month, that's a long time.
Her bought a house down in Florida, and she went down there to help her move and get everything settled. So they, I think she just got tired of work and wants to come back home for a rest for a while.
That's good, too. I hope it wasn't down there near Fort Myers, where Hurricane Ian did a lot of damage.
Don't remember where it's at now, the new place, but she was on Daytona Beach. And some of the places they were showing on the news where all the sand was washing out from under the buildings was like right next door to her.
She's got some, not like the other places. So other places got a lot more, but I heard they got some as well. That's some flooding, too. We were looking for a way to get down there when it was all happening, and there was a lot of yellow triangles on the map on the road saying this area is closed due to flooding.
On a high rise there on the beach, so they didn't have, didn't in the apartment, they had flooding issues around, but the building next to them is cleaning, and they gave them a clearance to move back in, but she had been hunting anyway, and that was kind of her whole motivation on going ahead and finalizing something.
Your wife got time to spend some time there, do some relaxing, not have to work the whole time.
That was the point of this last about week for them to be able to. I don't know if her daughter was working all week this week or not, or last week rather. But yeah, that was kind of the point, is for them to spend some time, do another week, spend some time since they don't have a lot to do anymore.
Can spend that much time around each other. My wife and her mom have a limited quantity of time they can spend under the same roof, and it is very brief.
I'm a little bit in that situation myself, so I can definitely relate. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, on the prototype, where is it going up at?
It went up on Caesar's Head and stayed there for a month. The month of December and half of the month of January, because it took us a while to get back up there to take it down. But Landon had to make several trips to it during that time to adjust volume and stuff like that. It's got mobile receivers, so they're much more sensitive than a repeater receiver. Repeater receivers paid for continuous full duty cycle. And they're not quite so sensitive as a mobile receiver. Mobile receivers have to be more sensitive because you're mobile, right? You've got limited antenna capability. So being that sensitive, we had to work on a way to adjust for the noise floor, and little things like that, the little unexpected things that come up. So we decided to take it back down. And then COVID hit and everything came to a halt.
So that's going to be its permanent location, is up on Caesar's Head when it does get redeployed?
And yeah, it's a prototype, so it's just going to stay like that, like it is. It's going to be used for moving to different locations and trying it out. And if the prototype is successful, then the club will build one, operationalize it and build it for permanent, a permanent repeater. Actually, two of them like that, because you can build those. You get a whole lot more capabilities. You get six radios for the price of one, because it's got three radios, three receivers. Well, each radio has two receivers, so you get six receivers and three transmitters for the price of a repeater. It's a whole lot more function for a whole lot less money.
That's pretty cool, and I did not realize the thing about the receive on the repeaters versus the mobile, but it does make sense. And that's what I was wondering. You were talking about linking, and I was wondering if y'all were going to try to get it up, on into North Carolina or something like that.
Well, the primary reason for linking is linking 8.2 and the 6.1. That's because when you're where I just came through, in Greenville, it's really, really fuzzy when you're in downtown Greenville. So to clear that up, you could just switch over to A2 and everything would be clean again. And the switching is so fast. It's like when we were doing it before, we were practicing it, dial to see which repeater you were on.
Very cool. And I've been trying to call out for you a couple of times. I wanted to see, not how much you know. I know you know a lot about the APRS on a Raspberry Pi.
There. I've got actually two APRS clients running on Raspberry Pis. One is using Dire Wolf, and the other one is using Exaster. So you got, and I've got two of them running at my house right now, all the time. One of them is a virtual TNC. It's a software TNC. That's Dire Wolf. And I've got my UIView 32 connected to the virtual TNC that is on the Raspberry Pi. And then the other one, Exaster, it does it all. Everything runs on the Raspberry Pi. There's no, my UIView is running on a Windows desktop and it's connecting to the virtual TNC through a Raspberry Pi. So when you open that door, you got just tons of options. There's all kinds of things with directions you can go.
About the RF portion of what do you do for hardware? Because the only thing I really seen is like a MFJ hi-hat.
There's a couple of things. I found a sound card that sits on it's a hi-hat, and it has several inputs and several outputs, and that's what you need. You need a way to get microphone in, internet in, the radio that is actually talking to the repeater through the airwaves, it's got to get in. So those are all inputs. And each one of those inputs needs an output. So I found an audio card that everything goes in and everything hears what comes in from any one, and any one goes out to all the others. So, I mean, it works really good like that. It's called FEPI, F-E-P-I, FEPI. I don't know if they're going to make them anymore either. They got hit hard by COVID too, so I've been looking around every now and then to see if there's any more boards. I did buy a few just in case they went under, so I got a few leftovers, but I think we're going to have to find another solution like that.
Can't use the built-in sound on the pie itself.
This is using that. I think for me to hear it on the, for me to hear the people that are coming in over the air through the Raspberry Pi, it's from Echolink. That's the one. I have it coming out there because the regular Raspberry Pis don't have any mic. They only have a sound out. They don't have sound in. So I use that sound out on the Raspberry Pi just so that I could hear Echolink people on my PC through the same speakers. One set of speakers does it all.
I didn't realize. I just assumed they had audio in. I did not realize that. That makes sense. So you're doing all the RF stuff, which is for radio and piping the audio over to it.
Kenwood TMV71A. You've heard of those radios, right? Yeah, they have serial. That, you know, just about everybody who speaks TNC speaks Kenwood's language. So if you got a Kenwood radio and it's got a data port you can get into, like the TMV71A, then you're unlimited with what you can do. You got actually two channels. You got the capability for sound in and sound out and keying the microphone and listening to when the squelch breaks. That's one set of, and then you've got another set of capabilities through an RS-232 serial connection to change the frequency, change the noise floor, the squelch level on the noise floor, change, you can even program the radio remotely if you want to. I mean, you can do anything you want with those radios through a Raspberry Pi.
I was looking more for portable solutions. Well, first of all, I don't have an auxiliary mobile unit to dedicate to that, so that's what I was looking at, putting the RF portion on the Pi, and that's, like I said, that's the only thing I've seen is MFJ sells a $120 board that's a hat to go on it and turn the Pi into a TNC.
You can do. While we're on, I'm waiting. I'm at the Red Cross, and I'm waiting for Johnny to get here with the car to get in. I don't see him anywhere, so I can talk for a little while I'm waiting. But another thing you can do is a Raspberry Pi can do PWM on a GPIO pin of your choosing and turn that pin into an FM transmitter. Now, it's a noisy FM transmitter. I mean, it splatters the band, so you have to get a low-pass filter to filter it to make it narrow so that it doesn't splatter all over the place. But you can. But the Raspberry Pi itself will transmit, and one of the things you can do, and I did it with APRS, I built an APRS packet, and I sent it through the FM transmitter, and it came out that I put a piece of wire, like a 9-inch piece of wire on the Raspberry Pi's GPIO pin. That became an antenna. I think I picked pin 4, and I turned the FM transmitter on, and I sent the AFSK packet through it. It was arranged like an APRS packet, and it actually came out, and it went on the APRS network. So, but you got to use the low-pass filter. You don't want to do that, regularly with just the wire on the GPIO pin because, the FCC sees that and they'll say, no, can't do that.
Yeah, I heard you mention that one time before, and I was curious as to what you were doing with that. But, yeah, that's really cool, too. And I guess I could use something like the setup you were originally talking about. I've just recently got an FT60, so, that's portable enough.
I've got an Icon sitting over there that has one I got from my dad. It's not being used for anything. I'm using his old Kenwoods for his old Kenwood's radio, but the ICOM that I got him, he's not, it's not, it's just sitting there not being used, and it's got a data port. And I was going to use it for something like a control radio or something like that, up at the repeater site, so that you can, like, totally independent of all the other stuff that's up there, you can turn all the other stuff on and off with that radio, just because it's got a data port, and that's what I would use a Raspberry Pi to do something very similar.
I figured you'd be a good one to ask about that. But yeah, I'll look into the sound card thing and just rig up a cable for something for this. I guess you can you key these things through the mic port or whatever?
Port, or you can do it through the data port on the back. Either one. Both of them have a pin that you can pull down or pull up, one of the directions. I can't remember which way it is. I think it's normally at 5 volts, and you pull it to zero, and it keys it up or something. That would be opposite.
Figured it would have a PTP pin in there, but I wasn't sure, and I hadn't really looked at it to verify that it does. But I did see, you know, of course, you have to sell the cable to go out to the TNC, but I think I'd really need to. Connectors is all I need, not to make up a cable.
If you're making up a cable, one of the things you have to remember is that the Pi's GPIO pins are 3.3 volts, and the Kenwood's pins are 5 volts. Audio, push-to-talk, squelch, they're all 5 volts. So you have to get level shifters, or you have to go through a USB to serial cable, and plug it into USB and go through that port. That'll work, and that'll do the level shifting for you on that chip that's on the USB cable. But if you go out the GPIO header, you've got to go through level shifters to up convert from 3.3 going away from the Pi to the radio to 5 volts and back the other way, the opposite direction. Or you'll cook the Raspberry Pi. You'll burn the Pi if you don't.
That's worse than burnt Pi. The USB option seems
you'll run out. When you're running, what I was doing was I used three TTY cables, the converters to TTY to RS-232, one for each radio, and that got one of the two sets of, and then I had to put some, you can buy RS-232 chips, and you can actually make more serial ports, so you can have like a half a dozen. I had to have like a half a dozen RS-232 chips for the prototype repeater, because you're controlling so much, and everybody speaks serial, and that goes through RS-232, so you only get four options on the Raspberry Pi, and you only have four USB connectors, and one of mine was for the I used a SSD card rather than, that little thumbnail thing that slides in, because they don't last long, you know, for the operating system and the disk.
Yeah, SSDs are so good now. They're just super fast and quite reliable. I've got some old ones here that are still cooking along, so. But yeah, I'll dabble around some more and see what I can find. I've seen that one MFJ board, and it's like, well, that's kind of cool that it's all self-contained, and you can put it in a C4 Labs case or something like that, and maybe a connection screen on top of it or whatever. But yeah, I may just interface to this radio, because that's mostly what I was wanting to do with it, is just play around portable with it anyway.
Spend a lot of time on it, but it's rewarding. In the end, anything you can think about, anything you can dream up that you want to do, just about can do it with one of those Kenwood radios and a Raspberry Pi, and maybe some extra RS-232 chips.
Sounds like plenty of avenues. I just hadn't really dug into stuff real deep. So yeah, I'll probably start by taking a look at Direwolf. I have run across that before, and
but just didn't get real deep into it because I was looking at other, you know, like I said, hardware options and finding a pie and that kind of thing.
Is there anything I can do to help if you run into any hitches or anything? I've got one of each operational 24/7. So let me know, and I can look at a working example to help you out if you get stuck. Anyway, Leroy just pulled up, so I'm going to jump out for a minute, talk to him, see where Johnny is, prod him a little bit. Anyway, good talking to you, Keith. Hope to see you in the meeting if you get time to join it virtually. You should have an email, I think, anyway, with the link and all that stuff in it. Anyway, take care. KN4CHYW4DJW.
Talking to you. Thanks for the info. And, I'm probably not going to make it, but y'all have a good meeting and a good evening and better day tomorrow. 73, KN4CHY, clearly.
KN4ZWA, KN4ZWA, KO4WWZ. No contact, next station, W4DJW, KO4WWZ. No contact there as well. Any station that is going to the club meeting tonight, I need a quick QSO. Nothing hurts. KO4WWZ clear.